WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. Nobody won the Powerball last night. Jackpot headed for almost $500 million for Saturday's drawing. There was a ticket sold in New Jersey matching four numbers in the Powerball. That's worth 50 grand. The arm twisting continues at the State House over the issue of legalizing adult use recreational marijuana. Senate President Sweeney and Assembly Speaker Coughlin trying to gauge how many votes they have. Word is they still don't have enough. Opposition from local towns, law enforcement, and other groups is intensifying, including from the state's top medical organization, who says this is a very bad idea.
Larry Downs of the Medical Society of New Jersey says if recreational marijuana does become legal, a series of steps need to be taken to protect public health, including putting warning labels on pot products and prohibiting the sale of marijuana to anyone under 25.
Marijuana has detrimental effects that have been recently published in literature around future depression, suicide attempts, and things of that nature. So our recommendations are to keep it as tightly controlled as possible.
Another recommendation is to use revenue from pot sales to create ads that warn people about the dangers of the drug. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Boeing 737 MAX jet, hugely popular. Dozens of airlines around the world embraced its fuel efficiency. Now its reputation is in tatters. More than 40 countries, including the U.S., has grounded that plane after a second fatal crash. In Howell, a 9-year-old's birthday turned into a bloodbath, according to his mother, as an off-leash pit bull charged at him as he walked his dog not far from their home. Patrick Lavery joins us live with the details this morning. Patrick?
Eric, on February 22nd, Ryan Mangano and his grandmother, Janice Yacko, went out to take 5-year-old Shih Tzu Chloe for a quick walk. That's when a pit bull named Blue, outweighing Chloe by nearly 5-1, saw the smaller dog, broke free of his collar, and charged Chloe, apparently grabbing her with his mouth, flipping her, pinning her to the ground, and biting her. Yacko was bitten on the hand and had to be treated at a local hospital. Chloe is still recovering. Ryan, who has an autism spectrum disorder, is now fearful of all dogs, and Blue, who was being walked by a sitter, was ordered to be quarantined for 10 days. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. Have you had some work done? Year after year, the odds are greater you're going to get a yes to that question. In New Jersey and nationwide, the number of plastic surgery procedures has been on a steady climb.
In 2018, according to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, there were more than 17.7 million surgical and minimally invasive cosmetic procedures performed in the U.S. That's about 250,000 more than in the year prior. Plastic surgeon Dr. Brian Glatt in Morristown says the demand for services has increased over time as body enhancement has become more accepted by society overall.
I think there's a stigma that's been lifted from plastic surgery and cosmetic surgery in particular over the last 10 to 15 years.
As the national stats show, Glatt says breast augmentation is the most popular surgical procedure by far. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.